This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
CNN's Chris Cuomo disses Jake Tapper, or Chuck Todd, by saying he ain't Jake Tapper. In a profile of The Hollywood Reporter this week, the lesser Cuomo made this comment, I guess, saying that he compared him with Jake Tapper, who on Sundays hosts the competing State of the Union. When asked about network shows, the lesser was apparently dismissive of their larger ratings, arguing cable has more influence. Quote, I would argue that Chuck Todd ain't Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper has a much bigger footprint in politics than Chuck Todd does.
Wow.
Look at this.
Catty.
This is catty. I love it. There's no audio of the lesser saying that.
No,
is it?
he said it to the Hollywood Reporter.
Can I tell you something?
For a profile. Yeah.
I've worked in television how many decades of my life? The men are the divas.
Well,
the women, we all get along. We're helping each other with our makeup. The men, divas.
Well, there you go.
And
I mean, this is the two biggest divas in media right now.
It's like
Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd versus the lesser Cuomo.
You never compared to me.
Man. So he would argue Chuck Todd ain't Jake Tapper. In the first quarter of this year, as TV Newser noted, Chuck Todd's Meet the Press dominated the Sunday talk show gamut with about 3.7 million in total viewers, factoring the live show plus streaming numbers of the same day. Meet the Press bested CBS, ABC, and Fox broadcast by double digits. Jake Tapper's Sunday show, State of the Union, meanwhile, usually pulls in under 1 million total viewers. And those million are all at airports, by the way.
True.
So
they're stuck there.
They have to watch it. They checked Cuomo's numbers, too, although he isn't up against Chuck Todd directly. In the first quarter, Cuomo pulled about 1.34 million in total viewers and about 337,000 in demo, leading CNN's ratings. Of course, Cuomo is the least rated. He's the highest, what do they say, the tallest midget?
Yes.
Because he's number one on CNN, and CNN is 16th overall.
Yes.
All right. So that's how we would do that comparison. Chuck Todd has 2.05 million followers on Twitter. Jake Tapper has 2.03 million, a virtual dead heat. And the lesser, for his part, has less followers, 1.35 million followers. So he's the lesser in everything.
Does he win anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. So then Chuck Todd took a shot at the lesser Cuomo.
Yes.
Because Chuck Todd's not going to sit by and just let somebody go after him like this.
Oh,
Chuck Todd fired back by going on another show on another station in another market, Cut 12.
What am I doing with Chris Cuomo? I have no idea. I don't know the guy. I've met him once. I don't know much about him. I'm not kidding. I have no idea.
This is riveting radio. Greg, why didn't you book him for our show?
Sorry.
This is riveting morning drive radio in New York.
Apparently, he is their guest every Friday at 6:40 a.m.
On Bernie and Sid.
Yeah.
Every Friday with Chuck Todd. Check in with Chuck on Fridays.
I have an event tonight. You're making me yawn playing this guy.
I know. I'm sorry.
You know?
I don't want you to... Imagine waking up to this.
Oh.
Imagine starting your day. You got to deal with New York City traffic. You get in your car, you drive. You listen to this guy.
Plus, you're in New York driving, and you don't know who Cuomo. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know Cuomo.
Oh,
it's
Cuomo.
Kind of a famous name in New York, I think.
So,
his dad.
Well, he's saying he doesn't know him personally. Why he's taking shots at him is what he's saying. The Chuck Todd is trying to suggest he doesn't know why Chris Cuomo's firing at him.
He sounds like a little wussy when he says that. Be tough.
Well, he sounds like a lot of things. All right, Greg, you know what? Just start it over here.
Yes,
let's do that.
Right. What am I doing with Chris Cuomo? I have no idea. I don't know the guy. I've met him once. I don't know much about him. I'm not kidding. I have no idea where this guy.
Who cares? Why does anyone care about this?
Somebody.
Why are you asking him this?
Wanted.
No one cares.
Who wanted to defend the fact that nobody in broadcast television wanted to hire him, I guess. or he couldn't get the job that he wanted.
I don't know
what it was, but it made it.
Nice.
He was awfully defensive, so he took shots at other people. I'm like, dude, like, what are you disparaging other, you know, if you're going to promote somebody. You don't have to disparage somebody at the same time. By the way, Jake Tapper, other than probably one of my closest friends, and the only other person that was angrier, that was probably angrier at it than you, Sid, was Jake.
You make friendship bracelets with him?
That is exactly what I thought of the Biden-Barack bromance.
That's what they should sit around making.
He's my best friend.
He's my best friend.
My best friend. He picked up my best friend.
That's riveting radio. I would jump off the George Washington Bridge rather than listen to that, if I had to listen to that. What is that?
I don't know. It's bad radio is what it is.
Tell us about your fight with Chris Cuomo. No one gives a damn in any way, shape, or form, by the way.
No.
No one cares.
No.
So every Friday, they check in with Chuck.
Yes.
Every Friday.
Check in with Chuck.
Every Friday. So, you know, listen, I want to say something right now to the Zeoli Army. You take your shots at me for taking off on Friday. I don't subject you to that on Fridays.
They might as well take off.
Seriously.
By the way, I've seen their ratings, and it doesn't really matter if they're on or off.
It doesn't matter. No, this is what I love, though, about Chuck Todd, right? It's the morning, and he cannot be energetic at all.
I don't know why Chris Cuomo's mad at me. I don't know.
Would you drink a cup of coffee if you're going to go on a morning radio show?
Oh, God.
Well, and if it's your best friend, don't you come out and go, "Hey, he's my best friend. Don't talk
it's
about
my bestie.
He's my bestie.
Who says best friend above 12 years old?
Don't talk about my BFF
like that. Yeah, how old is he? He's my best friend. He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, I stopped having best friends in sixth grade.
Do you defend him on the schoolyard too, Chuck? When people pick on Jake Tapper, and the lesser Cuomo comes over and tries to bully him, do you defend him?
It's like the who
my
gives
best
a,
friend.
It's like the who gives it. Damn.
I mean, honestly,
Olympics.
That's what I mean about who do you root for in this. Who cares? Who cares? All right, well, that's my solemn pledge to you to never have to check in with Chuck. This check in with Chuck, sponsored by Ambien.
No.
You don't need it after this. And by the way, the lesser Cuomo admitted that progressive Twitter influences his profession. Take a listen to that. Shocking, right?
You know what,
more
though?
So than the
because the media
left.
Vibes so much off Twitter, and let's be honest why they do it. They do it because it's easy. Why
right.
dig for real sources when you can just get some guy on Twitter whose face may or may not be his own as a source for your reporting? Mm-hmm. But it brings fame to the new women warriors in the party. AOC comes to mind. She's already a set of initials in the political parlance.
Yeah. The new women warriors. Is he going to get in trouble for that?
Probably.
He should, right?
Yeah.
To be consistent, they should fire him for that, right? He called them women.
Women warriors. But then you do have her, you have the image of her in like one of those Xena kind of outfits.
Well, you know, it's a big debate whether or not AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is sexy. And I know two brothers who are divided over this. House divided. Yeah, the Scope brothers are divided. A house divided. Oh, I shouldn't say their name. Just dump that. But a house divided cannot stand.
That's funny.
But, you know, but I mean, he called women women, which I think is sexist, and he's assuming their gender, and he's highlighting their gender. That's just wrong. That's wrong.
For the record, I like women warriors.
You like that phrase?
Yeah, I like that.
Hashtag women warriors?
Yeah.
But for CNN, I thought they're post, it's the post gender.
I know. Nobody has, you know, it's no labels, no barriers.
No labels, no gender. It doesn't matter. So, and here he is calling women women.
Yeah. What
the hell's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, he's not woke enough.
You better wake up, Cuomo.
He's the lesser woke.
The lesser woke. Not really woke. Why can't you just call them people? Why can't you just say they're people?
Yep.
Right? You got to be women. You don't do that to men. Speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, those criticizing Ilhan Omar over her 9/11 remarks, when she said a bunch of people did something.
We are getting to the level where this is an incitement of violence against progressive women of color. And if they can't figure out how to get it back to policy, we need to call it out for what it is. Because this is not normal, and this is not a normal level of political debate or rhetoric. As wild as it can get sometimes, this is something beyond what is normal.
All right, it's an incitement to violence. Violence! And then Leslie Stahl at CBS, she gushed over Pelosi, the vampiric one. All right?
women warriors. Sheep,
yeah, the women, more women warriors here. CBS's Leslie Stahl gushing over the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, cut nine.
You know, there are many people who thought, you know, her time is done. Maybe it's time for new blood, young blood.
Why do they bring up blood? Why do they have to bring up blood when they're talking about Pelosi?
Because I'm telling you, your vampiric one has caught on.
You're in their head.
I mean, I'm living in their head rent-free, Dawn. That's what it is.
And yesterday, Cuomo said lesser, didn't he?
Yeah, Cuomo said lesser yesterday. And now they're living. I'm living in their head rent-free. I love this.
She has certainly shut all of that down.
She did. And you know what? Strangely, President Trump was the one who gave her that opportunity. Because remember that meeting in the Oval Office, Major? I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And she stood up to him and walked out in that orange coat, and her image was changed on a dime.
She changed her image into a bat.
I knew how tough she was in Congress, but this was a moment that was transforming. And you know something, she is a very strong
person. This is Leslie Stahl calling it right up the middle.
Stronger than I think we realized. The public.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, because she...
You have to use a stake through the heart to kill her.
Stood up to me in this interview. Whatever I asked, I was just... swatted down in a nice way. That's the other thing about her. She's both
kill
powerful
you with kindness.
And she's very feminine. She dresses like a girl, like a woman.
Like a girl.
And she, in a way, wants to show everybody that you can be steely tough and feminine, and there's no contradiction there. They're the same thing, and she's going to show you.
Oh, she'll show you, all right. She'll show you.
Objective.
That is objective Leslie Stahl calling it right up the middle there with the vampiric one in her interview. Right up the middle. I can't tell where she lands on the issue of Pelosi.
It's an exclusive, by the way, but yeah, because she's interviewing her for 60 Minutes this weekend.
Oh, 60 Minutes. That'll be good. I can't wait to tune into that.
That's going to be up against Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, how are they going to do this weekend? A billion people watching Game of Thrones and then the vampiric one with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. Yeah, that's going to be a ratings monster. Ratings Goliath for them. I am in the lesser's head rent-free. Remember when he said this?
You say I'm somehow less than.
Remember that?
Yes.
You say I'm somehow less than.
We do. We do say that. It's amazing.
You know they read these tweets. The Zioli Army is just
It's brutal. It's just brutal. And they keep talking about blood from Pelosi.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
And then remember what her daughter said? She said this.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Remember?
You know, there are many people who thought, you know, her time is done. Maybe it's time for new blood, young blood. She is certainly
she's got that too. She gets the young blood, though.
See?
Just the transfusion.
Were they wearing orange coats? Did you hear her say, in her orange coat?
Yeah, the orange coat. What's that? The orange coat. Did that sell? Did people buy orange coats after that?
I guess so.
Everybody's running around looking like a fire hydrant or something? Did you buy an orange coat after that?
I did not.
The orange coat. Cloaking them in orange. What does that even mean exactly? She's tough. What do you mean by tough? Well, to kill her, you need either a silver bullet or a stake to the heart. Holy water, garlic.
It's unbelievable.
It's just really amazing. So who are some of the cattiest guys in news that you worked with? Now I'm curious. Can you name names or? When's your book coming out? Dawn's Tell All.
No, I'm good with secrets.
You are. That's very true. You're also very loyal. So unless they did something to hurt someone you care about, you won't ever destroy them. So. But boy, when they do, we know that you can't come back from that.
No, but I mean, John Belaris, obviously, I worked with him at Fox, and I think he would tell you he's a diva.
He's a diva?
Yeah. But there was the Larry Kane, when I was at CBS3, Larry Kane and Dave Frankel, who's now an attorney here. They're both good guys, but they were very catty-ish. That's the thing, women, they stereotype the women. The women, I could name every anchor woman, we all get along.
They don't, each other, you guys don't want to kill each other?
No.
Really?
Because we're women and we weren't in the business. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it was, women are relatively new to the business.
Right.
In fact, Philadelphia had some, you know, groundbreakers. But yeah, the men are just...
Would you agree that when women got in the business, it was the slow end of the business? Would you agree with that statement that some people have made?
Yes.
Like your brother. I would assume the women are divas to each other. They all hate each other. Like that Nicole Kidman movie. She tried to kill. Didn't she kill for a job?
Yeah, but I don't really think it's like that.
No?
I think the women are more realistic and get, in my experience.
Yeah.
But the men, their little battles and their little temper tantrums, that was pretty funny.
Like the Lester Cuomo and Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd.
That kind of thing was not unusual.
Just two little divas, you know, catty little divas.
Unbelievable.
Overpaid, untalented divas is what they are. Man, I don't know.
Chuck Todd.
It's a shame. Get him on every Friday.
So
check in
from?
With Chuck. Chuck Todd was a Democrat political hack. I know, it's shocking, right? That he was able to then somehow become the moderator of Meet the Press. Yeah, just like George Stephanopoulos. Not as successful, because Chuck Todd was not very successful, but he's another one who's a Democrat operative who decided to become a journalist.
Meet the Press, yeah.
Yeah, now hosting Meet the Press.
Which is, but he was wasn't he a producer first then? After he was the operative, then he was a producer.
Was he?
For their, like the DC Bureau or whatever. And then he went to, then they put him in front of the camera.
The best was, I mean, Tim Russert was the greatest.
Yeah.
He was the greatest. That guy was so good. And after that, remember when Tim Russert died and then they had David Gregory took over for a while.
He was hideous.
And David Gregory, who I don't know where he is now. I think he does like a podcast or something, right?
He's a he does a podcast, but he's a correspondent for NBC News or MSNBC or something. He's on there occasionally.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Let's see now. Yeah, Tim Russert brought Todd to NBC from the hotline in March of 2007. He became NBC News' political director at the time. And in that role, he would come on and he would say things. And then after Russert's death, he was a candidate to replace him, but David Gregory was ultimately selected. And then David Gregory didn't last. And then I guess after that, he got it. So, you know, anyway. His wife is a big political operative. What party does she work in? Let's see. She's a communications professional and co-founder of Maverick Strategies and Mail, which provides direct mail and consulting services for Democratic candidates and progressive causes. I'm shocked by that. That's shocking to me. She was the spokesperson for the successful U.S. Senator campaign of Senator Jim Webb. Jim Webb, who the Democrats now want to denounce and pretend like he was never part of their party. It's great.
Racioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.